A destructive earthquake in Iran has set off tremors in tense U.S.-Iran relations. Washington hasn't had diplomatic ties with Tehran since just after Iran's Islamic Revolution of 1979. But in the quake's aftermath, the Islamic Republic has accepted American relief workers, while turning down another U.S. offer to send a humanitarian mission led by Senator Elizabeth Dole. These steps are prompting both calls for renewed dialogue and accusations of political maneuvering. Roxana Sabiri reports from BAM, Iran.
An earthquake that killed and injured tens of thousands of Iranians brought members of a country Tehran has called the Great Satan into a devastated scene fraught with political consequences.
Here to help. Happy to help out.
These American relief workers from Fairfax County, Virginia, and Boston recently set up a temporary camp in the southeastern Iranian city of Bam, joining an international effort to help earthquake victims. One of them, Dewey Perks, said the trip came at an important time.
So it's a great honor to be here. And it's a great honor to be with the Iranian people, particularly in this tragic time. This is the biggest disaster we've ever seen.
The U.S. and Iran have had shaky relations since Washington cut ties with Tehran shortly after Iran's Islamic Revolution of 1979. The move came after Islamic militants took dozens of Americans hostage at the U.S. embassy in Tehran. But many of the Americans here, like Mr. Perks, said they simply came to help the people of Bam recover from the earthquake.
We don't do politics. We do humanitarian relief. And I think that's what's the important thing, is that we're here as U.S. citizens, but we're also here as responders to the international community.
Since the disaster, Washington has temporarily lifted some economic sanctions, including a ban on sending U.S. funds to Iran. It has also said the earthquake created some opportunity for dialogue, as long as Iran sticks to its international commitments. President Bush has listed the tasks Iran must fulfill to win more goodwill from Washington: extradite al-Qaeda members in its custody, end its alleged support for terrorist organizations, abandon its nuclear program, and, as he said, listen to the voices of those who long for freedom. Iranian leaders have reacted in various ways. Many have thanked the international community, including Americans, for their humanitarian aid in Bam. But several are also suspicious of Washington. Indeed, the Bush administration has called Iran a member of an axis of evil and accused it of pursuing nuclear weapons, suppressing human rights, and supporting terrorism, all charges Tehran has denied. Iran's president, Mohammad Khatami, has told reporters that he foresees no change in tense U.S.-Iran relations unless Washington changes its tone and behavior.
I hope the conditions that have occurred recently provide a reason for America to make some fundamental changes in its erroneous policies and to retract the baseless accusations it has made.
Indeed, some Iranian leaders have argued Washington is trying to take political advantage of the situation. That's one reason, Tehran says, it turned down a U.S. offer to send a humanitarian mission headed by Senator Elizabeth Dole to Iran. But some analysts say it's the powerful conservatives in Iran who are, for now, blocking efforts to reconcile with the U.S., worrying this would increase the popularity of reformists in government. Politics seem far from the relief efforts in Bam. As the Americans set up their temporary hospital, a group of hardliner Basiji women watches curiously. The women say they would like to exchange a few words with Dr. Susan Briggs, one of the heads of the American teams.
We would like our message to reach the American people, to say to them, the Iranian people have no enmity with the American people.
It is my pleasure as an American and a doctor to once again be friends with Iran. I wish I were here when they didn't have a tragedy, and I know it has been hard, particularly on the women with their families and children. And I hope this helps a little bit.
Thank you.
The women thank one another and shake hands. It's these impressions, many here hope, that will last between the people of the two countries, transcending international politics during a time of devastation and recovery. For Common Ground, I'm Roxana Sabiri in Bam, Iran.